Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today we celebrate Pentecost, the 50th and final day of Easter. Now, when we think of Pentecost, we naturally think of St. Luke's account in Acts of the Holy Spirit descending upon the gathered disciples. But this Christian festival has another significance. And to understand this, we have to look at its Jewish origin. We are told that there were Jews from various places in Jerusalem at the time of Pentecost. And the disciples had all gathered in one place. Why? Because it was the day of the Jewish festival, the Feast of Weeks, called in Greek Pentecost, on the 50th day after Passover. Now, it was originally a grain harvest festival in which the first fruits were given to God, but it was long identified by Jews as a commemoration of God giving the Torah to Moses on Mount Sinai. On this festival, Jews recommit or renew their covenant with God. And at Pentecost, the church is reminded that Christ is a fulfillment of the Torah and its completion. He is God's Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, that through His Spirit, God puts His law in our minds, writes it on our hearts. He puts His Spirit within us, as He promised He would do so in the book of Jeremiah and Ezekiel. And this is all fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. Pentecost is the birth of the church, intimately connected to Easter. It's a moment when the disciples are anointed and set apart to continue Christ's work for the salvation of the world. And so we too enter into a covenant with God. We too receive the Spirit. We enter into our covenant with God through the holy waters of baptism. We are anointed by the Spirit through the means of holy oil and God's Word, sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. And so it is fitting that we confirm some of our members today. Today they will recommit themselves to their covenant with God, confirming their baptismal promises that their parents made for them. They will affirm their commitment to continue to take up their cross and follow Christ, witnessing to our resurrected Lord in the way they live and in the way they love. We will ask today that the Spirit will stir up in them the gifts that they received at holy baptism, equip them and empower them to do God's work in the world. And this renewal of the Holy Spirit is not just for them, it's for all of us. Perhaps lately we have felt somewhat dead spiritually. Perhaps lately we feel like Ezekiel and the other Israelites in exile, spiritually dead, all dried up. Ezekiel tells us that it's God's Spirit, the breath of God, that gives new life and restores Israel. Through His Son, Jesus Christ, God pulls us out of the exile of our dead lives and breathes His life-giving Spirit in us, resurrecting us from our lifeless, dry bones. He gives us true life, living in the Spirit, His presence. In St. John's Gospel, it is Jesus' breath, the Holy Spirit, that disciples receive. And they are created anew. They are illuminated and empowered by the truth. Jesus' abiding presence is with them, and they are not afraid. And at Pentecost, we remember that it's the Holy Spirit that empowers and equips us to be Christ's witnesses. It's through the Holy Spirit that we encounter the risen and victorious Jesus Christ. It is the Spirit of truth that guides and directs our lives to be a life that's pleasing and glorifying to God. Spirit guides us to Jesus and to the cross, to love others in faithful mission. Jesus enlightens and sanctifies us through the Holy Spirit. So like us today, disciples are all gathered in one place, and the Holy Spirit comes. The Spirit comes in a rushing, violent wind, comes like divided tongues as a fire appearing on each one of them. The Spirit comes in the Christ-centered community and still comes to stir things up inside us and in our church so we can go out and be Christ's hands and heart to the world. The Spirit enlightens us to speak God's word effectively and accurately. The Spirit empowers us to proclaim Jesus as Lord to the nations. We are given this gift to share, this gift of new life, of salvation, to share with others. Through the Holy Spirit, we've been given the power of God in Jesus Christ to change people's lives. So may we recommit ourselves to God's covenant that we made with Him in holy baptism. May we be diligent in studying of Scripture, have a fervent desire to come to worship and pray often, because through these means of grace, we encounter the crucified and risen Lord. And through His Holy Spirit, we are transformed to be living, breathing prayer to others. And may the fiery wind of God's Holy Spirit come to us so our spiritual gifts are stirred up within us, and so our hearts can be spiritually set on fire to be Christ's witnesses, to have the passion to go out and proclaim repentance and forgiveness of sins to the world, to be Christ's witnesses about the abundant, extravagant, unstoppable love and life of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.